And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the NBA Daily Ding. My name is Jared Weiss. I am joined by Trayvon Edwards. Trey, we still got a Western Conference Finals going, man.
Man, more basketball to play. Clippers live to see another day.
So, all right, we're dropping bars right here. I mean, Paul George was definitely dropping fire. He had 41 points in this game. The Clippers win 116-102 in Phoenix to send this back to LA for game six. PG went 15-20 from the field, 13 boards and six assists and three steals, although he did have six turnovers. But this was pretty much the perfect Paul George game.
Yeah, I mean, this is the game that he needed. It was listed that he played more minutes than anybody in the league right now. And, you know, he gave his all. You know, it was, he looked gassed, but he, you know, on the offensive end, he was doing what he needed to do to, you know, keep this series going.
He's been kind of carrying this team on his back for the most part. Reggie Jackson has been great. He had another good game, 23 points on 8-for-14 shooting. Marcus Morris came through as a starting center. He had 22 points. And DeAndre held DeAndre Ayton only 10 points between him and DeMarcus Cousins. We'll get to them in a sec. But at this point, I feel like playoff P is not really a joke anymore.
I mean, I think the jokes continue, but he's definitely still very good at what he does. He proved it. You know, I think he's been pretty solid most of the playoffs, especially when Leonard went down, and he's been, you know, fighting and clawing back, and to have Reggie Jackson on the side of him helping.
Are you shocked by what Reggie Jackson is doing? Like, it kind of feels like this run came out of nowhere over the last couple months.
I'm not shocked, but I can't say that I expected it as well. You know what I mean? Reggie, he's had some big ball games in his career early on with the Detroit Pistons. And he had some flashes with the Oklahoma City Thunder. So it was there. It's just been very inconsistent how the start of the season happened. And then, you know, his emergence in the playoffs. I mean, he's trying to, you know, find a home as well. And, you know, I think he's playing himself into another contract.
I mean, we saw him throw it down twice in this game. I feel like it's so rare to see him throw it down, but he's just playing with this level of aggression. I don't know if it's because he wants to win a title or because he wants to make some money or both, but I mean, he's playing like a second star needs to play on a championship team.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the athleticism, I mean, most people forget that he's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", and he doesn't attack the rim aggressively as much as he could. It helps, you know, being able to knock down his shot, and I think he was, you know, like the best complimentary player tonight for Paul George.
All right, we got to talk about DeMarcus Cousins because he has barely played in the series, getting a little bit more time now. Now that, especially that Zubats was out of this game, comes off the bench and has 15 points in just 11 minutes. I feel like I've never seen anything like it before.
Oh, man, I'm so happy for DeMarcus. Like, for what he's going through in his career, and obviously, you know, he gets a bad rep most of the time, you know, because he's very passionate and wants to win, and just overcoming, you know, just even sticking on the roster. You know what I mean? This was a big day for him.
For sure. I mean, he was cleaning stuff up on the glass. It was just a real force. And it really stood out in a game where, you know, DeAndre Ayton's been so dominant throughout the series. And I mean, they did have some amazing alley-oops, which, you know, is always incredible with him. But it just never really felt like he was kind of putting a stamp on the game, even as much as Cousins was.
Yeah. Normally, he would be a little bit more effective. And, you know, Ayton, I don't want to say outplayed or anything, but it just seems like it was very relaxed and lackadaisical. And the Suns pretty much didn't have that focus that this was an elimination game for them.
So, all right, we're going back to L.A. now. Book still had a pretty good game. Chris Paul still had a pretty good game. They just didn't have a ton of support. What do you think happens in game six?
I think it's going to be a dogfight. I don't think the Clippers lay down. I think that they're going to compete. They're well coached by Ty Lue. Tons of adjustments being made. I'm not sure if this series goes seven, but, you know, for the most part, the Clippers are going to, you know, go down swinging, if anything.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone?
Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service that you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This was kind of a shocker earlier this week. Jason Kidd was pretty suddenly named the new coach of the Dallas Mavericks. It's finally out there. I mean, Trey, what do you think as the dust is settling?
It's interesting how this league works. I didn't really hear any more candidates. The connection was there. Jason's played there. He's drafted there, won a championship there, you know, and they also, you know, brought in Nico in the front office, and, you know, these internal hirings happen, and I think Mav fans are satisfied with it. So, you know, moving forward, I think now they get Luka some help, and, you know, I think the main thing was to keep their star happy.
By the way, I feel like a lot of people don't really know much about Nico Harrison. Do you, like, can you tell us more about him?
Man, Nico Harrison, man, he's one of the guys that has built relationships with guys for many years, you know, has done an amazing job at Nike, turning that biz up a little bit more and getting guys comfortable. So it's not a normal hire. And this, you know, it's a hat tip to Mark Cuban being innovative to go internal and focus on hiring guys that know relationships, that know how to, you know, attract the right guys there to get guys happy. And I think, you know, Dallas will be the hot spot to play at, you know, now that they have Nico there.
I mean, what do you think of this kind of new paradigm that we've seen pop up a few times where it looks like Michael Finley is probably going to be running the team underneath them? And so you have this combination of someone who seems like a relationships person who's even coming in from outside of the direct NBA operations sphere with someone who's kind of established themselves as a kind of more typical front office type and being an expert in scouting and, you know, game and X and O stuff and player development and things of that nature.
I mean, just where the game's going, it's more of a networking driven thing. And you just want to be able to land the best players possible. It's not more about, you know, what you can do. It's a lot of non-traditional hires that are going to change the game. And I think this is going to be one of many.
And it wasn't the only controversial hire of the weekend. We had a whole debacle between Chauncey Billups hiring in Portland and Damian Lillard initially asking for him to be hired publicly in an interview with Chris Haynes, and then a report from Chris Haynes that certainly we would imagine probably came from Dame and Dame's camp about how Dame wanted to distance himself from the process hiring Chauncey because of sexual assault allegations against him. So what do you think of just, I guess, like the whole media angle to that situation and just the Blazers' decision to go with Chauncey despite the concerns?
The same thing with Dallas. Like, I mean, it's a lot going on off the court, you know what I mean, with the two new hires between Billups and Kidd that, you know, the organizations have to deal with, you know, answering to the fans and whatnot. But as far as Chauncey Billups, you know, getting a 5-year deal and going to be addressed tomorrow, it's interesting to see, you know what I mean, and see if that's still enough for a frustrated superstar in Damian Lillard. He has connections with the coach he wanted to play for was Jason Kidd. And then also he has a relationship with Nico as well. But I'm not sure the ball is still in, you know, Portland's court because he still has years on his contract. And if they want to deal with that, you know, so a lot to discuss this week, you know, moving forward, whether, you know, Dame meets with management or, you know, Chauncey meets with Dame to figure things out and see what they want to do.
All right, well, we're going to wrap it up there. Trey, thank you for joining me. You can subscribe to The Athletic at theathletic.com/ding. And don't forget to check out the rest of The Athletic Podcast Network shows. Trey, take us out of here.
Ding, ding.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.